Hey, you guys. Welcome to the Glow Up Podcast with your host, Nellie Buller, aka your Glow Up Coach. And in this podcast, you guys, we're going to be talking about how to ditch the diet and lose weight without giving up the foods that you enjoy. Yes, we are going to be digging deep into mindset because when it comes to weight loss, you guys, it's going to be 100% mindset. Then we're also going to be talking about some general nutrition and lifestyle tips. So this way you lose the weight and keep it off. If you find any value out of this podcast, make sure that you tune into the next episode as well as share it with a friend. So let's hop into today's episode. Hey, you guys, it is your girl, Nellie Buller, aka your Glow Up Coach, and I'm a mindset and weight loss coach for women who are ready to ditch the diet and lose weight without giving up the foods that they enjoy. So in today's podcast episode, as well as blog, I'm going to be breaking down how to lose weight. And as the weekend said, if you got some type of value out of this episode, go tell your friends about it. Go tell your friends about it. So let's talk about how to lose weight. So if you're anything like me, you've probably searched high and low trying to figure out how to lose weight. Trust me, I get it. There's so much information on the internet. It's confusing. And you name it, I've probably tried it. So back in 2007, I lost 66 pounds. And honestly, I did not know what I was doing. Because I didn't know what I was doing, even how I lost weight, it was hard to maintain the weight loss. So eventually, I ended up putting back on the 66 pounds plus more. And this played a major role in my loss of self-confidence and belief. I felt like a complete and utter failure. Now, for someone else, failure may be okay. But to me, it's unacceptable. Like, failure is not an option. Now, trust me, look, this is a mindset issue that I am currently working on myself, right? I'm not perfect. I understand that. So I am working to shift how I view failure, and I'm looking at it as a learning lesson. However, during this time period, when I regained the weight, it was just the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. So one of my biggest fears is to fail. So because I had quote unquote failed, I was so embarrassed, y'all. Like, I didn't want anyone to see how much I failed. I felt like I let myself down. I felt like I let others down. So I really, really came down hard on myself. So over the years, I tried to get back to a healthy weight, but it was a struggle because I didn't even know how I lost weight in the first place. How can you repeat something if you don't know what you did? So for over 10 years, I played this game of losing weight and gaining it back. I tried everything that seemed like a surefire way to lose weight. Of course, nothing worked because I had no idea how to lose weight. I lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, but then end up gaining it back right after that. So this, of course, would end up killing my confidence. I'd go back into hiding, and I even believe the lie that nothing works. So fast forward to today, and your girl is officially down 88 pounds and she's maintaining it. So I am going to share what has helped me lose weight and keep it off. Now, I also have a blog podcast where I break down 14 mindset tips that have helped me lose weight. So make sure you tune into that as well. If you're on the blog, click the link or check out the last podcast episode. Now, had I known how to actually lose weight, to be honest with y'all, I could have saved myself so much pain and heartache. Like, I really, really could have. So let's hop into how to lose weight. In order to lose weight, you must be in a calorie deficit. So a calorie deficit is when you consume less calories than you burn. So calories are a form of energy. It's a measurement of energy. So naturally, you are a calorie burning machine because you are living and breathing. Yes, even fidgeting burns calories and takes energy. It takes energy to get out of the bed. So you are always burning energy. You're always burning calories, you guys. So the good news about this is that if you do not have any medical issues, of course you want to talk to your doctor first. This means that you do not have to pick a specific diet or lifestyle, such as keto, paleo, whole 30, vegan, flexitarian, fruitarian, DASH diet, any of the diets pretty much. And you also do not have to spend hours in the gym trying to quote unquote burn off what you just ate. Your body is naturally burning those calories. Now, note, though I just said you do not need to burn off all of those calories through exercise, I do believe in incorporating some form of exercise as it's good for your overall mental and physical health. But when it comes to weight loss, it's going to be mainly about the food that you're consuming. So this means that you can technically lose weight without exercising, you guys. Now, when you consume less calories than it takes for you to breathe, talk, walk, and just about live life, you're going to lose weight. When you consume more calories than your body needs, you gain weight. If you consume the right amount of calories that your body naturally burns,
you maintain your weight. So something that really helped me in the very beginning of this journey was knowing my numbers. So knowing the numbers really helped me because it was like, to me, it was very eye-opening, to say the least. But it also helped me regain my confidence because I thought that I could not lose weight. Like, I was believing a lie that nothing works. I was believing a lie that you can't lose weight again. So it helped to know my numbers. And I realized, guess what? My numbers wasn't adding up. So I thought I was doing one thing, but I was really doing the next. So from the numbers standpoint, you will need to learn how many calories you burn. Because remember, a calorie deficit is about consuming less calories than you burn. For this, you will need to know your TDEE. That stands for your total daily energy expenditure. So your TDEE is the amount of calories you burn daily, including your physical activity. So once you know your TDEE, you can create a calorie deficit by consuming less calories than it takes to sustain your current weight. Now, for safe and sustainable weight loss, aim to lose between 1 to 2 pounds per week. So 1 pound is roughly 3,500 calories. So if you create a calorie deficit of 3,500 calories, you're going to lose about a pound. Now, on average, you would have to eat about 500 calories less per day in order to lose 1 pound in a week. So 500 times 7 equals 3,500. So if you create a calorie deficit of 500 per day, that's about a pound in a week. So what this looks like, if your TDEE is, let's just say, 3,000 calories. Notice this is an example, so I'm not saying this is the case for you, so don't go off and do this, okay? But if your TDEE is 3,000 calories and you create a calorie deficit of 500 calories, this means you're going to be consuming about 2,500 calories per day. So this is going to help you lose 1 pound in a week. Now, the good thing is this is all about consistency, okay? One day above your calorie deficit won't cause any serious weight gain. Now, when it comes to weight loss and weight management, it is about what you do consistently. Just like if you have gained weight, it was the result of consistently eating over your TDEE. It is highly impossible to gain 20 pounds in a day, but it's very realistic to gain 20 pounds over the course of a few weeks or months if you are consistently eating over the amount it takes to maintain your current weight. So the key to this is to make sure that one day that you went over does not turn into 1 week, and then that 1 week turns into months. One day over your calorie deficit won't hurt. You may notice some water retention, but that'll flush out over the next few days. Now, if all of this just sounded so overly complicated, guess what? I have a Facebook group where I break down how to create a calorie deficit in the most simplest of ways through simple lifestyle changes. So this way you don't have to know all of the numbers. Like, if numbers ain't your thing, guess what, boo-boo? You really don't need it, okay? So in my group, I actually share how to create a calorie deficit through lifestyle changes. So make sure that you actually join the Facebook group. If you're on the blog, just click here. And if you are not on the blog, you're listening to this podcast, you guys, just go to therealnatalieboller.com and there is a link to join the Glow Up Society, all right? Now, let's talk about how to create a calorie deficit. There are 5 main ways to create a calorie deficit. So the first way, you're probably more familiar with it, is dieting. So those are things that I mentioned above, like paleo, keto, intermittent fasting, just saying you're going to get rid of all meat or a specific food group. Now, in theory, they all quote unquote work because you're restricting or you're limiting your consumption. However, about 80 to 95% of diets fail. So though they may help you drop the pounds, they don't help you keep the weight off, right? They're unrealistic. They're unsustainable. It usually ends up creating an unhealthy lifestyle because you end up going from one extreme to the next. You end up going from none to all, where you end up overly restricting to now you're binging. Okay? So this is why most people, like your girl, lose weight and end up gaining it back. The second way to create a calorie deficit is through excessive exercising. So this is another unsustainable method, as this depends strictly on your ability to exercise. So when I say excessive exercising, right, I mean like the person that said, oh my God, I'm not losing the weight that I want to, so I gotta go harder. So they keep adding an extra 45 minutes. Like, they continue to add more exercise because they're not reaching their weight loss goals. Now, the reason why I say this is unsustainable is because this depends solely on your ability to exercise. There's going to come a time when you are not able to exercise. Plus, most people underestimate how much food they actually consume because you really can't look at a food and tell if it's high or low in calories, okay? And also, most people overestimate how much they exercise. So this is a quick and easy way to burn out. Listen, y'all, you cannot outrun a bad diet or lifestyle. The third way to create a calorie deficit is by counting calories. So I mentioned earlier about the TDEE, okay? So now that you know how many calories you naturally burn, you can actually download an app such as MyFitnessPal or Lose It or whatever app that you want to, okay? And you can just simply track the amount of food that you're consuming. So some people find that this is a simple and easy way to stay within their calorie window. And as long as you're eating in that calorie deficit, you'll lose weight. You're just tracking the calories that you consume. The fourth way is portion control. So yes, this is an old school method that I'm sure many of us have heard of. And yes, it actually works, okay? So sometimes we stack the plate to the top. So instead of stacking the plate to the top like we normally would have done, if you practice portion control, let's just say you only stack the plate till it was halfway full. So now you've taken on half of the food, which means half of the calories. So if you're taking in half of the calories, you're in a calorie deficit. Now, the fifth final way, you guys, is by volume eating. This is my ultimate fave. Y'all, this, look, tap in for the win, okay? So when you are volume eating, you are consuming a lot of freaking food, right? Like a lot of times people think of diets and they think about starving themselves. They think they still got to be hungry and things like that. Volume eating is the exact opposite. So this is where you are fueling up on lower calorie, nutrient dense, high volume foods. So high volume meaning they take up more space on your plate. So if they take up more space on your plate, they're taking up more space in your stomach. Therefore, they're giving you the feeling of being full. But because they are nutrient dense, they're going to have your good nutrients, such as your macronutrients, like protein. They're going to have some micronutrients such as your vitamins, and it's also going to have fiber to help you stay full longer. So this way you can eat more food, consume less calories, and you stay full longer. All right. Now here's the deal. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, it's about creating a healthier lifestyle, you guys. There is no magic pill, diet, tea, supplement, or anything else that's just going to come in and save the day. You have to do the inner work, and that starts with addressing why you are overweight in the first place or why you feel like you need to lose weight in the first place. Okay, so let's talk about creating awareness. Now that we've talked about how to lose weight by creating a calorie deficit, it's time for us to see how are our daily and eating habits affecting our weight. So to start off, I recommend recording your food. Now you can do this with a physical notebook, you could do this with a digital notebook on your phone, or you can also do this with an app like MyFitnessPal, which I mentioned earlier. Personally, I use MyFitnessPal. The reason why I use it is you can access it from just about anywhere. So you can use it on your desktop, you can use it on your cell phone, you can use it on your tablet, pretty much anywhere where you have access to the internet or the app, okay? There are times when I'm in my office and I don't feel like getting my notebook, or when I'm out and about and don't have my notebook with me. So I just love the convenience of being able to access it from wherever I am. It's just easier to track the food when you always have the app, and more often than not, most of us are glued to our cell phones anyway. So I can't remember what I ate or did 5 minutes ago. So I know that trying to rely on my memory to keep track of all of the food that I ate in the day is probably not the brightest move for me. All right. So tracking your food will help create awareness around the foods that you are eating. Sometimes we mindlessly snack on foods due to stress, emotions, boredom, or just pure habit. If you don't know that you're eating, it's hard to pinpoint the action and change it so that it benefits our new, healthier, lighter, happier lifestyle. So this is going to look different for everyone. So see what's the consistent pattern for you and think of what can you do that will help you to create a healthier lifestyle. So some of us eat fairly healthy, but we overeat. Some of us go too long without eating and then we overeat because our minds and our bodies just aren't sure when they'll get the next meal. So it's trying to store this energy for later, thus turning into fat. Some of us emotionally eat while some of us eat because of stress and or lack of sleep. So you need to understand what's happening with you. In order to change your behavior, you must first know what you're doing. Now that we know about the behavior, let's assess what you're eating. So look to see what small change can you make that will help you reach your goal of becoming healthier. Take note if you're fueling up on overly processed foods or foods that have very little nutritional value, such as your fried foods, your candy, your cookies, your pop, or if you're in that part of the world that says soda, your sodas. See if you're fueling up on things like cake or foods that are weighed down with added sugar and a bunch of added oil. Okay, so the added oil is nothing more than just saturated or trans fat, pretty much, and it's not really doing your body any good benefit. So I'm not talking about your natural sugars and your fats, such as your omega foods like your salmon or your avocados. I'm talking about the foods that are heavily processed, where they add extra sugar and extra oil to make the food more palatable and even addictive. Foods that are low in nutritional value usually don't keep you full for a long time, so you'll find your body burned through those calories and it's now looking for more because you're right back hungry again, causing you to overeat. This is why you can eat candy and crave more candy, or eat something fatty, sweet, or salty and now you want to eat it again, even though you know you should be full. Certain foods can also lead to an increase in appetite, so pay attention to what you're eating. If you look at the day and you realize you ate 10 bags of chips, not saying that you would, think about what else could you have done. Is it eating less, like practicing portion control, like I mentioned earlier? Is it finding a healthier alternative, such as popcorn or maybe even protein chips? Or is it because you are dealing with an emotional response? Could you have done something else instead? If you find yourself snacking on food that offers no nutritional value or doesn't keep you full, try to incorporate some more protein and more fiber. So protein and fiber are going to be the holy grail when it comes to weight loss and weight management. They will help you stay full longer. So this way you're not just like some eating machine and you don't risk becoming Mrs. Pac-Man where you're eating everything in sight. The next thing that you want to do is focus on your mindset. Yes, shift your mindset to lose weight and keep it off. So I am a firm believer that if you master your mind, you can accomplish anything. And it all starts with your mindset, you guys. Your action is a manifestation of your belief system and your thought process. If you do not believe it's possible for you, will you really give it your all? Will you even try? Once you shift your mindset, it will change how you think, how you act, and the results that you get. One of the challenges that I faced when I decided I wanted to take back control of my life was thinking of this, of losing weight as a diet. I've always equated diets to being temporary. So because I viewed it as temporary, I went right back to my old eating habits and gained the weight back. This is why I stress the importance of creating a healthier, happier lifestyle that suits you. So what works for one person may not work for the other, and that's perfectly fine. Focus on creating your healthier lifestyle. So look to see what small change you can make and implement it. This way, you'll be able to stick with it over time. Being healthy is a lifestyle, so you want to make sure you are doing things that fit your lifestyle and things that you can maintain. So for an example, if you love fruits and veggies, the carnivore diet where you only eat meat, fish, and animal products may not be the best diet for you. And that's okay. Creating a lifestyle will look different for each person. So instead of trying every diet under the sun, pay attention to your body and needs. Just because someone has success with a diet doesn't mean that you have to go that route. So I used to do this to myself all the time, and it was the reason why I didn't stay consistent. I felt forced and I wasn't happy. If you feel forced and miserable, will you really keep doing it? Or will you even put your all into it? It was a mindset shift for me because I had to learn how to trust my inner guidance, how to listen to myself, how to honor myself, how to get rid of that belief that everything was either black or white, and how to remove the fear of being miserable in order to reach my weight loss goals. What really helped me in terms of shifting my mindset was journaling, visualization, and meditation. So in my glow up planner, yes, your girl has a glow up planner. It is a goal success planner where I walk you through how to actually set goals, handle mindset blocks, and how to create positive habits to help you reach your goal. But in this glow up planner, I actually wrote down and described the healthier version of me. Then I looked to see what wasn't believable. I identified different mindset blocks around being healthier, such as fears, limiting beliefs, lack of self-trust. And then I created affirmations to help me combat those beliefs and reprogram my mind. And in my glow-up planner, I recapped the day, I expressed gratitude, and I looked at the challenges to see what could I learn from them to better prepare myself in the future. So expressing gratitude helped me realize all of the progress I was making, and it started to help me rebuild my confidence. Sometimes we look at this long road ahead and we get discouraged. Like if you're someone who set a goal to lose 70 pounds and you haven't started yet, or you're at the very beginning of your journey, it could be very discouraging. Expressing gratitude allowed me to be present in the moment, learn more about myself, and enjoy the journey. So this is what kept me motivated during this whole time, is because I could see all of the progress that I was making. I would express gratitude for anything. If I lost 1 pound, I'd express gratitude. If I lost 4 pounds, I'd express gratitude. If my pants fit better, I would express gratitude. If I felt better, if I had more energy, I would express gratitude. If I did something that I would not have normally done, I'd express gratitude. And it all helps me tremendously. Once I focused on the million thoughts running through my mind, everything changed for me. It also helped me stop that negative little voice that always found a way to say something stupid like, what's the point? It's not gonna work. You don't deserve it. You can't do it. I used affirmations to combat those negative, nasty little thoughts and gratitude to show myself I was doing what I thought I could not do. So pay attention to what you're saying to yourself. Awareness is key. Affirmations can help stop those nasty little thoughts right in their track. And of course, if you need help with some positive affirmations, make sure you sign up. I got a link on the blog, but you can also go to glowuptoshowup.com and I actually give you my top 40 positive affirmations that helped me lose the 88 pounds. Now that you have created awareness, the next step, you guys, is to plan and prepare. Okay, so now that you know how to lose weight, and that's through a calorie deficit, and now that you're aware of your eating patterns and you've made the decision to focus on creating a healthier lifestyle, the next step is to live it, y'all. You know your life better than anyone else. So the key here is not to create this perfect utopia where nothing ever goes wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had to get that off my chest. Because a lot of times when we don't trust ourselves, we fall into this trap of perfectionism. When we say and believe things that don't even make sense, like we're going to work out for 28 hours straight. And we usually do this, right? We create this long laundry list of things that need to be done in order to lose weight. Because deep down inside, we're afraid. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of rejection. There's an underlying fear that causes us to go into this trap of perfectionism, okay? So before you make this super complicated, get back to the basics. In order to lose weight, you create a calorie deficit. You are consuming less calories than you burn, period. Now, using your journal, what is one habit, behavior, pattern, or belief that you have that you can focus on that will help you reach your weight loss goal? That's it. Just focus on one thing at a time. As you continue to master that one thing, you'll rebuild your confidence. You'll start to feel better, and you'll start to naturally look for more healthier lifestyle changes that you can make. But guess what? It all starts with just one. One thing you can change that will help you create this new healthier lifestyle. So will it be a behavior? Will it be a belief? Will it be a habit? Or will it be a fear? Remember, long-term results come from lifestyle changes, not quick fixes. You don't need to hop from diet to diet. You just have to be consistent, and that is through creating a healthier lifestyle. Now, if you find yourself struggling, right? If you're struggling with consistency, you're struggling with self-sabotage, you're struggling with getting started. I also have another blog and podcast episode where I talk about how to put an end to self-sabotage so you can start losing weight. So make sure you click the link on this blog. And of course, if you are ready to ditch the diet and lose weight without giving up the foods that you enjoy, make sure you sign up at glowuptoshowup.com. That is glowuptoshowup.com. And remember, if you found any little bit of value from this episode, do what the weekend said and go tell your friends about it. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. If you have found any value out of it, be sure to share it with a friend. And if you have not done so already, be sure to sign up for my free weight loss course at glowuptoshowup.com, and we'll see you on the inside.